Pennsylvania has joined 24 other states in a lawsuit over President Trump deploying the National Guard in cities nationwide. Governor Josh Shapiro has been critical for months of the president's decision to deploy the Guard, describing it as a dangerous overreach of power. From the Pennsylvania Capital Star, John Cole has more.
Trump ordered National Guard troops and Marines to Los Angeles in response to immigration protests during the summer. A federal judge in California later ruled the move to be a violation of federal law against military personnel conducting domestic law enforcement. But deployments have continued in Chicago, Memphis, and Portland, Oregon. Shapiro says his administration is prepared for deployment in the Commonwealth. And Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, meanwhile, held town halls around the state's largest city in September. The point of those events was to prepare residents should that moment come to pass.
That was John Cole reporting. Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Ciccarelli are not the only candidates running for governor in New Jersey this time around. Libertarian candidate Vic Kaplan is also on the ballot, and he has a number of ideas about how to make life better in the Garden State. WHYY's David Matthau tells us more.
One of Kaplan's top priorities if elected governor is to work with local governments and change zoning laws to make it easier for residents to live in affordable housing.
Like tiny homes, for example, that are available in other states. I would also like to see people being able to live in RVs if they choose.
He also supports passing the Immigrant Trust Act and repealing Jersey's Certificate of Need law for health care facilities, which he says increases medical costs. Kaplan is also pledging to replace the state income tax with user fees. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Penn State's Board of Trustees has voted to move forward with a plan to transfer control of its public radio and TV station, WPSU, to WHYY in Philadelphia. The deal approved Monday could keep WPSU on the air after university officials said it would shut down the station by 2026. An earlier plan was rejected last month over concerns about cost to the university and job security for staff. Under the revised terms, WHYY will operate WPSU for at least 3 years and raise more than $8 million to support the transition. WHYY CEO and President Bill Morazzo says a merger would be a win for both WHYY and the 1.5 million members of WPSU, its audience.
If you accept the premise that I believe in, that WHYY is in the business of positively impacting people who want to be engaged through public media more deeply in their community, you got to reach more and more people over time. So this was just one of several ways to get it done.
The agreement must now go before WHYY's board of directors before proceeding to the FCC for approval.